it's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Taron Johnson dealing with a quad. Shaq Thompson dealing with a hamstring. Neither of those two will practice today. And then everyone else will be practicing in some capacity. Trey White, will be out there. For all three of those guys, we'll see where it goes this week, and we'll take it one day at a time. Time's yours.
Was the Taron injury, I think you said on Monday there were no injuries. Is that from the game, though?
It's kind of cropped up a little bit yesterday. We think it's from the game. So human bodies, right? So.
Sean, Josh Palmer won some routes pretty decisively in some big spots on Sunday night. His ability to do that, how does that open up, help what you want to do offensively as we go forward?
Yeah, no, it's good. Josh contributed in his first game with us, first real game, and that was good to see. And it allows us to spread the ball around and be, again, you know, hopefully somewhat unpredictable in the passing game, which is important when you have tight ends, wide receivers, backs, they can all chip into the passing game.
John, what did you like about the way Keon stepped up? He kind of got off to a slow start in that game. He hadn't done too much through three quarters, and then he was the guy. Quarter on offense.
Yeah. No, he competed. He's worked hard through the offseason, as we've talked about, and when you continue to compete, the ball will find you, and that's what happened the other night. And he was productive through those key moments for us, in particular at the end.
With Keon and great involvement in the fourth quarter, you say the ball will find you. Was it a concerted effort from Joe and Josh, or was it simply he was winning and that was the guy the ball should go to?
Yeah, the open receiver. So that's a good play, isn't it? No, it's you get open, the ball's gonna. Usually Josh can see you and put the ball where he needs to put it. So guys were getting open for us, getting some separation, and Joe was calling key plays at key moments for us as well. So it was a good kind of good symmetry there.
Sean, what went into the change at punter that you guys made?
Didn't feel like we were where we needed to be, maybe, and bless you. And so, like anything else, we're always looking to see how we can improve.
Sean, based on what you've seen, little you've seen from the Jets under Aaron Glenn, how different are they, maybe offensively, especially given what they did against Pittsburgh?
Yeah, they racked up a ton of yards. They held the ball, kept the ball away from Aaron there, and this is a good team. By all accounts, should have won that game, and you can tell they're trying to revamp things there, and I respect that. You know, reminds me a lot of our early years here, and they're good coaches, really good coaches on both sides of the ball and special teams there, and certainly a talented roster as well. So, like you always hear me say, we got to go to work today and have a really good Wednesday.
Sean, what did you identify as the key issues in your defense against Baltimore?
It's never just one area or one guy. You know, there, like I mentioned before, there is fundamentally some things. There was assignment-wise some things. There were some signs of youth for sure as well. All areas we can improve on and in, and it's all about growth this week for us. And again, I mentioned before, you know, those three stops, if we don't get one of those stops, we don't win that game. So I applaud the defense for that. And they've done that over the years and even last year. And so You know, we've got to make sure that this week is hard. This week really needs to be hard for us as a team, even though you win the game. It's too early in the season to, hey, you know, this or that. It's we got to buckle down and get ready for us and how we can improve, and then a really good Jets football team.
John, this is a defense that traditionally has given you guys some trouble. A lot of the same players are still there. Obviously, a new coach and everything else. Did you notice anything watching the Pittsburgh game? Are they doing anything different than they've done in the past with the same players?
Defensively, you're talking about specifically? Yeah, I mean, you know, Coach Wilkes, I know him well. We worked together for years in Carolina. Coach Washington as well. He worked here, and we worked together as well. So, you know, two of the other defensive coaches, very good coaches, and they always take what they have and make it better. And not that those players weren't already good. They are really good. A number of first and second round picks, you know, high picks across that defense, especially up front. So they're a force to contend with, and we've got to make sure that that we do a really good job of knowing where people are and making sure we're communicating and on our assignments.
Sean, obviously the results, 41 points, speak for themselves, but Joe, when we talked to him on Monday, expressed some frustration and some of the three and outs and some of the possessions that maybe put the defense in stressful situations. So when you go back and review a game like that where the end result is what you want in terms of points scored, but maybe it wasn't perfect at times, what do you look at, I guess?
Are you talking offensively? Well, I mean, you know, Joe made a couple good points there, and you do look at the result, right? But more importantly, as you're trying to build through the course of the beginning of the season, as you look at how you got to where you were, whether in the middle part of the game we were down two scores, late in the game we were playing at a level that was very hard for our opponent in those moments. You know, the game talks to you and it tells you things about your team, and it tells you things about your process and how you want to prepare the next go around. So, there were some moments that offensively we weren't doing what we needed to be doing. We get into a third or second and short, goes into third. Next thing you know, we're punting. We should never be punting in those situations. So, it's early in the year, and we've got a lot to improve on. And so, again, our focus needs to be squarely on what we can do better and putting in that work today to do that. So it's Wednesday. We're here to practice. We're here to get better. And this week needs to be hard. It really needs to be hard for us.
What's your approach when you come off like an emotional game? You've had those in the past, a wild game like that, to getting a team mentally prepared and locked in again?
Yeah, great question. Similarly, in this case, turning the page, we celebrate. I think that part is important because it is hard to win. People use that phrase, but the reality is that's the reality. And yet you have to move forward because the NFL is the NFL for a reason. And then, again, you go back to what I just mentioned of we have to make sure that we know that what we did needs to improve. And that's where you focus on that process and not the result. Our minds have to be squarely on improving as a football team this week. And like I said, when I said it needs to be hard, when you try and prepare to in the light of being an elite performer, then that elite preparation is hard in order to get yourself where you need to go as we move forward here.
Going off Jay's question about the offense, when we talked to Joe Brady Monday, he was hard on himself about the 2-point conversion attempts. What did you make of those and just kind of where the team's at when it comes to the 2-point attempts?
Well, 2-point attempts haven't been great for us of late. So it's an area that we need to, again, another area early on here that, we need to focus in on and figure out what we can do better. Is it execution? Is it design? What is it? Because those plays are important in terms of, factoring into the overall score in the game.
Sean, you've mentioned it needs to be hard. this week. What does that look like?
It looks like truthful conversations and making sure we all know where we can improve, not beating around the bush in those conversations, because if you don't know what you have to improve on, how are you going to go out and improve it? And some of that's off the field as well, so with routines and whatnot. So we got to go out there. Our guys are sore. That was a long, hard game, and it's early, and early your soreness is real, and then it hopefully kind of your body's ability to tolerate soreness as the year, as the at least the first quarter of the games go, sometimes builds, and then it picks up again late in the year, right, because of the journey. But we have to go out today in full pads and put together a good practice, which means building on our fundamentals, building on our execution, and all that goes with it.
Sean, over the last two games, the quarterback sneak has gotten stopped five times. Granted, it's 9 months apart, but is there concern for using that play as freely as you guys have seemed to have used the last year or so?
Yeah, yes and no. I don't want to get into too much, give you guys the whole blueprint of everything we're talking about. But, yeah, there. When we look at that game, that's an area where, I think – We have to continue to, look at that hard. 2-point plays, the short yardage situations the other night, goal line situations. But that's somewhat normal early in the year when you don't really get a chance to play a real game, and now you can figure out or find out a little bit. You look under the hood, what are these areas that we need to work on at least this week as we try and grow as a football team and move our team forward in the direction it needs to go? So those are a few of the many areas.
Yeah. Sean, with Trey coming back this week, I know you view every position as a competition. How do you view things with Dorian at that second cornerback spot with Trey coming back over the course of maybe this week or even next?
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, again, we have a lot of confidence in Trey, and Dorian's a young player that did some good things the other day. So I think the best thing we could do right now in terms of our approach is see how Trey is today and take it one day at a time. But we have a lot of confidence in Trey.
Sean, say two more, please. Ed obviously had a very impactful game for you guys.
Who did?
Ed,
right.
And I remember you saying last year, after another impactful game from Ed, that we should – question him more or maybe talk about him more because it does give him motivation. But with a player like that, I guess do you ever notice anything about his consistency or those games that's different and maybe the days when we are questioning his level of impact?
Do I notice?
Is there anything that changes with him?
On during the week or?
Yeah, or just like the way that he could in or approach to the game or anything?
Yeah. No, I think that's, we're all motivated in different ways by different things. And, sometimes people like playing with that chip on their shoulder, and sometimes they need that reminder. If you guys want to do that again this week, be my guest. So.
With so many changes at the specialists so early in the season, and obviously with what Matt did at the end of the game last week, how do you build confidence in that group when you guys are coming in? Obviously, that they can be needed in those key moments in games. Like, how do you build confidence in that group?
Yeah, much like we do with the overall team of making sure expectations of one's job is clear, and also trying to simplify and build some order into what we do. That's the first step in mastery, really, is simplification and order. So I think that's important for anyone at any position, and especially when you're in a situation where we are with some of the lack of continuity, I would say, with the special teams pieces there.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.